Hello, you guys. It is Sara again. Thursdays are great nights. It's a little pre-Friday. I don't know, I get all antsy in a good way on Thursdays because I'm already anticipating the weekend. I hope you guys have fun weekends planned. Do I have a fun weekend planned? Let's see, I have physical therapy tomorrow. Woo! Get my back all decompressed. Fun stuff. They're actually really nice at my physical therapist's office. I just need to head into work early so I can go to my appointment. Fun. Don't worry, this is not just gonna be a ramble. This is gonna be a ramble with benefits. A ramble with benefits. What are the benefits? You have to listen to find out. I'm sorry, I'm still coming down off an endorphin high, so I'm a little silly right now. I'm usually pretty silly, but after a workout, I'm even more so. I went to the gym tonight. That was fun. I did an hour on the elliptical, which is good because I slacked the rest of the week. I just like walked a little bit, but nothing really else. So I did an hour on the elliptical. I didn't do any strength training because I'm a weenie. I don't do strength training. I used to do it in college. I used to lift weights, not very heavy ones. I lifted those like handheld, like 30 pound dumbbells, you know? But I was pretty like shredded in my arms because I have like, I have sizable, beefy babushka arms. It's a benefit of having my family's DNA. We all have big arms, big shoulders. Even when I was skinny, my dad said I looked like a skinny little linebacker. And he was right. I had big ass shoulders. They never fit any of my jackets. It was very depressing. This is getting way off topic. So yes, I didn't do strength training. I did elliptical. I'm a little cardio bunny. And then I went to the sauna, even though I forgot my gym bag, so I couldn't shower at the gym, which is very sad, but also not that sad because gym showers are disgusting. And the water pressure is never right to condition things out of my straw-like hair. I didn't shower. I actually am still all sweaty and grimy. Isn't that a sexy sight? You want to see my boob sweat, baby? What the fuck was that? Okay. Oh, if only I edited, I could edit that out, but I don't edit, so I'm not going to edit that out. Can you believe that I'm completely sober right now? I don't think you can. I don't blame you. Boob sweat, chest sweat. Who here is a chest sweater? Like when you go to the gym, are you just like dripping down your, if you're a woman, they call it your décolletage, like the space above your boobs and below your neckline. But if you're a guy, I guess that's like also your décolletage. Sure. You know what? It's the 21st century. Guys have décolletage now. So yeah, do you sweat on your décolletage? I sweat between my thighs too, so then like my underwear is like really sweaty. It's disgusting. Fun. Very fun. I hope this is turning all of you on a lot. Ooh, baby. But yeah, what kind of workouts do y'all do? Do you go cycling? Do you go running? Do you go hiking? Those are my weekend workouts. I never go to the gym at the weekend because I just want to hike. If you hike, what's the longest hike you've done? The longest hike I've done is a 15-mile hike. I've done it twice. Warm Springs Mountain. Oh my God. It's not even killer compared to what a lot of hikers can do. Like, All Trails calls it easy, which I think is just hikers being smug. And they know it's at least moderate, but they're like, oh, easy. Because All Trails is such bullshit. But anyway, hot take, All Trails is bullshit. Because I've also hiked trails that they're like, oh, this is hard. And I'm like, no, this is not hard. So I think Los Angeles hikers are just like full of themselves. But anyway, yes, That's a great hiking trail. I love Warm Springs Mountain. I hiked it once with my mom, who has had two hips replaced and she has arthritis. And she was keeping pace with me the whole time too. Isn't that sad for me? I'm very glad for her. Sad for me. And the other time I went with my best friend slash hiking buddy, but he was such a weenie because in the last fucking mile. So I love this guy. He's my best friend. Like, I have two best friends in my hometown. They're both Armenian. He's one of them. I don't know why you need to know that they're Armenian. Okay. This is okay. Anyway. So yes, my best friend, I don't know why I told you guys that. I overshare, but we hiked and we were like less than a half mile from the summit, and the views up there are gorgeous. There's like a half burned down fire tower up there. It's awesome. I love it. It's just gorgeous. You can see Castaic Lake. It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful hike. And this friend, like, I don't know, maybe he's like pre-diabetic or something. Like, he's very fit and very active, but like, this guy has to eat on like such a regular schedule or he gets hangry. And admittedly, it was my fault. I woke up a little bit late for this hike. So I asked him if I could have like 30 more minutes to sleep before I picked him up. And so we started the hike a bit later than usual. But like, when we're half a mile from the summit, half a mile, and this is a 15 mile hike, he's just like, we need to turn back. I need to get lunch. And I'm like, I have protein bars in my bag. And he's like, no, we need lunch. I need substantial food. And I'm like, there's 20 grams of protein in each bar. I will let you have both of them. And he would not budge. I begged him to let me walk a little bit more forward, but I still didn't make it to the top. He gave me 5 minutes. He was so cruel. But anyway, yeah, that's my best friend. I love him. I hate him sometimes, but I do love him. Yeah, none of you wanted to know this. I'm sorry. Wow, I sound even more incoherent than usual tonight. Please bear with me. You'll get to your fun stuff. Rawr. Okay, I need to not. The reason I ramble, besides the fact that I'm probably a narcissist and like to hear myself talk, is it helps me figure out what I want to fantasize about when I'm like, I don't sound like that, but anyway, yes. So who knows? Maybe I'll talk about fucking under a fire tower. That's fun. It sounds like you would get tetanus from doing that. But, I mean, sexy tetanus. Or I could talk about stepping on the beach. Because that's what I did this weekend. It was so much fun. I went with my parents to the beach. And it was beautiful. We go to Carpinteria. It's so gorgeous. If you're not from California, and even if you are, you probably haven't heard of Carpinteria. It's a really like not well-known beach because it's not really a surfer beach, right? So not as many people go, but it's so beautiful and like it's peaceful. It's not crowded at all. It's not crowded like the LA beaches are. It's amazing. And they have the most gorgeous sunsets and oh, it's just perfect. I love Carpinteria. So we walked along the shore. I got to dip my tootsies in the water and walk along. I walked like 4 miles there. So it wasn't quite a hike, but it was a nice little excursion. And my mom was really happy. We went because she wanted to do that before Mother's Day. So that was good. Nice to make her happy. There are lots of cute dogs on the beach. Yeah, what are you guys' favorite beaches? Do you have beaches? Excuse me, hiccup. Do you have beaches near where you are? Maybe you live in Idaho. There's still like lake beaches in Idaho. I have been to them. But maybe you live in Oman. No, Oman has a gulf. I'm stupid. No, maybe you live in, what is the landlocked? Mongolia. maybe you live in Mongolia, but you know what? There's lots of pretty lakes. So this is not checking out. What is a dry landlocked country? I don't know. I'm not good enough at geography. I'm sorry. If you are from a dry landlocked country, then just imagine that you're at the beach. That sounded really mean and condescending. I'm sorry. I did not mean it that way. Maybe I should lean into this inadvertently mean and condescending and do like a femdom thing tonight. I don't know. I'm not feeling that. I have to be like really stressed to make a femdom audio. Like, they're always gentle, but I don't know. I tend to make more of them when I'm stressed out. I just take out all my stress on y'all. Like, rawr. Mean Sarah. There we go. I don't know. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling blissed out from my amazing workout. And so, I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. It's going to come to me. I'll put the timestamp where I start moaning in the video so that you guys aren't just waiting around, because that would suck. That would really suck. But I don't know. It is fun to make these little rambles. To be honest, I think part of the reason I do it is I moved cities last year, in July, and I don't get to be as social as I used to be. I am social with my coworkers, which is why you hear me talk about hanging out with my coworkers, and they're amazing, but I definitely miss my friends from my hometown. I miss going hiking with my hiking buddy. I miss my bestie and our margarita nights. I do miss them a lot. And I'm happy with my boyfriend, but you know, we've been having struggles, so I haven't felt as connected to him. And initially I thought I would lean on him, you know, for companionship down here, but I've kind of had to find my own way. I do improv, so I really like seeing all the improv crew at my drop-in classes. And I go to improv shows at the same place, so there's kind of a fun little loosely knit group there, and everybody's great. Everybody is super nice, because I'm not very good at improv, but everybody is very supportive and very nice to me. So that's, it's fun, and there's a lot of very funny people there. Very, very funny. If any of you do improv, you know what I mean. Like, some people are just, it's like what they were born to do. They just ooze humor and hilarity and good acting. I can't act. I really can't act. And that's a hurdle I'm trying to overcome. It's not like I'm planning on doing like actual comedy shows. I want a better stage presence because I sing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever plan on being a professional performer or anything. I like to do it. It's fun. It's a good little creative outlet. But yeah, there's really cool people in my improv class. There's really cool people at my work. They're amazing. It's so sweet. I turn 27 next month. I'm going to act like a little kid and talk about my birthday party plans. It was so sweet. I'm close with this one sweet guy in particular at my workplace. He's this adorable, sweet gay guy. And he's like, okay, we have to plan a party for you, and we're all taking you out to dinner the Friday night before your birthday, and your party has to be a costume party. So it's now going to be a costume party. And some of my friends are able to come from my hometown. Some aren't, because I'm holding the party over Memorial weekend, so that's okay. My boyfriend and I, we have a really good friend from Russian Club in college, and unfortunately he can't come. Because he's going to be out of state. But yeah, my best friend is coming from my hometown. My hiking buddy can't come because he's also going to be out of state. Boo. But we're getting drinks later, so that'll be good. But all my coworkers are coming to my party. So it makes me feel a little bit more like I have friends. I'm very excited. Like, 7 of them RSVP'd, which is way more than I thought would. Because, you know, it's hard to get coworkers to come to parties sometimes, but it's really sweet of them. And I also told my friend at work, like, if we're going out for dinner, it can't be for my birthday. Like, it just has to be everybody going out because that's too much pressure. I don't want it to be for me. My birthday party, that's for me. I will relish in the attention and love that is sent my way at my birthday party. All of you, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You're gonna come away and be like, this girl needs to see a psychiatrist stat. She is a clinical narcissist. Yeah. Well, anyway, yes, I'm very excited for that. But to tangentially loop back to the start of this tangent, I did not use the word tangentially correct. To loop back to the start, I think I'm doing a lot of these audios because I am a social little butterfly and I miss talking to people all the time. I work in a small team, so I don't get to talk to people as much as I'm used to. I used to work in labs, and all my labs were very social that I've worked in before. And my team is wonderful. I love my coworkers to death. They're amazing. But we're just really busy, and it's a report writing job, so you can't really talk as much. Yeah, I crave that human interaction. I think that's why I beg you guys to answer my questions. It is really fun hearing your answers. I really do like hearing from y'all, and I'm sorry if I'm bad about answering messages. It really is not me being like, ew, no, that's not me at all. I'm sorry. I'm a busy girl. We're all busy. I know it's not an excuse, but it's what I've got. Please forgive me. Aunt Exie. Okay. I think I've rambled enough. So, fantasies. Let's look back to hiking because I've talked about hiking. How many of you have had a fantasy about fucking on a hike? Because that is one of my favorite fantasies. It's so hot. Oof, it's so hot. Like, the thought of, like, getting it on under a fire tower or just being out in the middle of nowhere, you know? And you're kind of, like, on this rocky bluff, you know, overlooking maybe a valley or something, and you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're with your hiking partner who is going to be the person of your dreams. Oh, I guess, no, I have to make this me. So you're with me. What? I am so out of it. I'm sorry. Okay. You're with me and I'm in my cute little hiking digs. I'm in, what do I normally wear? I have so many blue sports bras, so I'm wearing a cute little blue sports bra, wearing some leggings. I have a shirt on over it, but I peel it off all seductive-like. Oh my god, I'm not, this is just turning out goofy. I need to get in the sexy mood. Sorry, one second. I've got to refocus. I've got to make it sexy. Oh god. It's harder than it seems. It really is. Okay. So I need to make this sexy. So we're out on a hike. It's beautiful out. The most perfect day. The sun is shining, but there's still a cool breeze. And there is nobody around. Nobody for miles. And you know that I've always had this fantasy about being with you out in nature. And I think you've had the same fantasy too, haven't you? Would you like that, baby? Would you like for me to be in charge? I hope that you will. You do? That's good to hear. Then why don't you put on a little show for me? That's right, baby. Why don't you take off your shirt? You look so good. I love your body exactly the way it is, baby. Exactly the way you look. You look so sexy. Why don't I rub some sunscreen on your back? It doesn't matter how tan you are, you can still get burnt. And plus, maybe I want an excuse to touch those muscles. So I just squeeze out a little bit of sunscreen to my hand and I rub it between my hands so it warms up a little bit. I don't want to make you jump. I start rubbing it on your back, on your arms. I love the muscles of your arms. You bend down so I can rub it in your shoulders. Just down your chest. Oh, but something stops me, doesn't it? That's right, baby. You need to take off those sweats. You want me to take them off? Okay. Well, then I slide them down. Your thighs look gorgeous. I just want to bite them. Just a little bit. I'll be nice. I'll kiss them for now. I can nibble them later. You look so good, baby. Don't worry. Nobody will find us. It's just you and me, baby. So I finally pull down whatever you were wearing underneath. Oh. And you look so, so good. I definitely like what I see, baby. You say it's not fair. Oh, I can't just tease you and run my hands along your body while I'm still fully clothed. Okay. I'll be nice. So I take off my shoes, kick them off, leave my socks on because it's dusty. And you can see me in just my sports bra, which really pushes up my cleavage. I'm a 38C normally, but it makes me look pretty busty. And I'm wearing some matching panties. They're comfortable. It's nothing sexy. I mean, we just went hiking, but they're still kind of lacy and cute. You definitely like them. And your hand hooks underneath the band, my panties, but I playfully swat your hand away. Not yet, baby. You have to earn it first. And you agree, so you take the sunscreen and start to massage it into my skin. And you're getting a little grabby with me, baby. You're rubbing it to my shoulders, but also into my waist. The skin above my chest. And your hands roam my sports bra and slide underneath. you're up behind me, and oh, that feels good. Baby. Oh, fuck, you know how sensitive I am. Baby. You know I like that. Oh, God. You know I do. And then your hands trail lower down my sides and over my stomach until one dips into the waistband and underneath. And your fingers find exactly what they're looking for, don't they, baby? You have one hand underneath my bra, just playing with my breasts. And the other rubbing me. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. God, my thighs are squeezing together and trembling already. You're such a good boy, turning me on like this. You're such a good boy. Do you like being my good boy, baby? No? You want to be my naughty boy? Is that what you want? Is that what you want, you dirty pervert? You want to fuck me in the middle of this forest, not caring if somebody sees? Is that what you want? You just want me so badly that you can't wait. And maybe I want you that badly too, baby. Maybe. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Oh, fuck. Yes. You're such a good boy for me, baby. Keep rubbing me. Get me really wet for you, baby. Oh, get me really wet so you can just slide in. Oh, fuck, baby, you feel so good. I just have to reach behind me and grab your cock, and you're already hard. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Let's put a towel down. I want to ride you. Oh, baby, I want to ride you. Oh, I want you to see me rise and fall on your cock. Oh, fuck. I want us to feel the sun on our bodies. Will I just grind down on you? Oh. And we can be as loud as we want, baby. I want to hear you. I want to hear you tell me everything that you want. And I want you to beg and tell me that your mistress's dirty little boy, her dirty fucking pervert. You're so naughty for me, aren't you, baby? Such a naughty, nasty man. Oh, and such a sick fuck, aren't you? Oh, that's right, baby. And that's the way I like you. Lay down, baby. Lay down. Let me pin your hands over your head. Are you comfortable? That's good. I don't want any rocks digging into your back. Baby, if we need to put anything under you, just let me know, okay? Oh, good boy. You're such a good boy. Oh, fuck. I am always so tired after I work out. All my pelvic muscles are really tense, but I bet that feels really good for you, doesn't it, baby? Oh, such a good boy, such a dirty fucking boy. Oh, you want me to go faster, baby? Oh, who told you you could grab my hips, huh? I guess I'll let it slide this time. You've been so good after all. What made you so ready, baby? Were you checking out my ass while we were hiking? Is that what got you turned on? You like seeing your mistress's curves in her skimpy workout gear? Is that what turns you on, baby? I definitely get turned on seeing something underneath your sweats. Oh, I don't think it's a water bottle. baby. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. You're such a dirty fucking pervert. Oh, you're so nasty, baby. Oh, that's what I like about you. You're so fucking nasty. Oh, fuck me, baby. Fuck me with that dirty cock. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me with that nasty cock, baby. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck your mistress. Fuck me. Fuck me now. Yeah. You want me to come on this cock, baby? You want me to come on this cock? I think I'm going to. I think I'm going to. Fuck. Oh, God, hearing you make those sounds just... fuck, baby. Oh, I want you to come with me. Please come with me. Please come with me. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna... I'm gonna come. Please come with me. Come for your mistress. Baby, you were so good. That was really naughty of us, huh? I'm glad no one saw us. Fuck. Just one more minute. You were so good, baby. Thank you for that. That was really sexy. You knew I wanted this for a long time, huh? I love you, baby. Thank you for that. Mm.